This is No Pink Spanix, episode 8, for Sunday, October 30th, 2005.
1, 2, 3, edit!
Welcome to the show. Here we go. Welcome to the show.
Hi y'all. Wow, I feel really giddy. I have no idea why. But anyway, here's another episode for y'all. Episode 8. Sunday. I know I said Saturday, but you know, I do another podcast, so that ran a little late, and then I was editing episode 8, and then blah, 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 blah. You don't want to hear that. Alright, let's get right to it. I'm going to show a disclaimer. I have a lot of episodes backed up, and I do not know which order they're in, so I'm just going to give them when I see them. Alright? So, you'll enjoy this one, because it's me, Katie, and Jer talking about, you know, well, you'll see. For hilarious. Okay, so enjoy the show, and remember, donate to the Lisa Fund. Donate to the Lisa Fund. That's my jingle. Donate to. Okay, let me stop. Okay, enjoy the show. See ya.
Wait, why doesn't Jer like Jason? No, I have to hear this one.
Because, dude, it's Tommy's butt buddy.
It's Tommy's
who?
Butt buddy.
His butt buddy?
Yeah, you never heard of that?
No, I've never heard of this.
Love buddy. His gay buddy.
Oh, his love buddy.
I said butt.
Well, see, okay, see, now you see, he did say butt.
B-U-T-T.
Okay, why do you say that?
Dude, they're like the same character. All they do is spend all their time together working out. I say that with air quotes, because you know they're not working out. Those two spend way too much time together.
Hey, dude, okay? Just because they have a bond, okay? Not a no gay bond. Okay, stupid. I joke about that, though, because, you know, they are, like, the perfect couple, but I digress. But just because that they're, like, you know, they got the brotherhood, don't mean you have to be all jealous. Just because they got the ripped muscles, and you, well...
Okay, hold on. Look at them, okay? Jason is the big, built guy, and Tommy's all kind of skinny with the long, pretty hair. Clearly, Jason is the butch, and Tommy is the There's clearly a relationship there.
Okay, we gonna watch the language, man. Watch the language. All the female dogs out there, they're twitching right now.
Will you look at those two? It's so obvious.
Okay, just because that they're friends don't mean that they have to be all, you know...
Just because you love Tommy doesn't mean you have to deny the fact that he clearly is a little bit, you know, a little bit special there.
Oh, dude, whatever. It's hilarious. No, I joke about it a lot because, yeah, well, duh. I mean, the guys were very buddy-buddy and friendly, and anytime something happened to them, they're like, no, oh my gosh, when, what was it? That was an episode, oh my gosh, where Jason was mad, and then, the episode where, like, he's...
The one with the two-headed parrot?
No. It was the, oh my gosh, I forgot.
The where Tommy's not the Green Ranger anymore, and he's, doing that karate tournament.
Yeah, that one. I think it's Missing Green.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the candles?
No. Well, I think it is, actually.
The one with the other the other four candles?
Yeah, the random can.
Okay, breathing. You need to stop the breathing. Can't hear Katie.
Don't die on his chair.
Okay.
No, the random candles that Rita got a hold of.
Oh, like, yeah.
How did she get those?
She said she made them out of, like, leftover wax from the green one.
Okay, yeah, I don't understand that. No, that was really funny, too. I'm like, okay, random candles that... And then she didn't have a red one or something like that.
Well, how come she wouldn't have a red one if she had the other four?
Well, she ran out of wax. Hello?
She only caught the
what?
Four of them.
Oh,
she only caught the four of them. She didn't catch Jason. Jason was too busy crying over Tommy.
And then Jason was like, oh, man, I miss Tommy. And then he won the competition. He was like, this one's for you, Tommy. Like, yeah. All right, really gay moment right there, dude. Okay, get a girlfriend.
Remember, it's a kid's show, and you can't go into too much detail, so, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty, yeah, dude. But, yeah, come on, man. Come on, be honest. What's wrong with Jason?
Okay, Jason as a whole, I just think, is really, really boring. He's just so, you know, stereotypical, I'm the leader, I feel so bad about everything that we do wrong. And he always screams like he's constipated.
It's true. I never really liked Jason at first because he's like, no. He's like, it's moving. He always sounded like he was muffling some crap. And I'm like, okay,
no,
yeah.
Right, he does sound kind of constipated.
Everybody else at least had a personality. He had nothing.
You got to remember it's the first season, too, where they're just establishing the characters. So, yeah, and remember, you know, at first, the pilot man looked like it was made in their own backyard, you know, hello.
Yes, but he was the leader. Wouldn't he be the first one to have a personality?
Well, he had a personality. He was a thoughtful jock instead of a, you know, a disgruntled, you know, I think I'm the best jock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Come on, man. He was thoughtful. Yeah. He cared about others. Stuck up for people. Come on.
I don't say he didn't care about others. I'm just saying he was boring while he did it.
Dude. Whatever.
Kimberly was cooler.
Oh, please. Oh, please, stop. Oh, please, stop. No. No. Stop. Stop. She was just annoying. She was just plain annoying.
Yes, she was annoying, but at least it was a personality. She had something.
No, at least Jason is agreeable, okay? I'd rather have someone be a friend who's agreeable than freaking annoying,
There's
who I want to stab.
Being agreeable and just lying down and letting everybody walk all over you.
Walking all over him? He always showed up to... He always was, you know, showing off or whatever.
Wait. He didn't let people walk all over him. Are you pleased with the new leader of the power team? Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, this is like the first season. Of course, they're gonna be pleased with everything. That was any one of them.
Walk all over him.
Okay, yeah, that was any. This is the first season. Okay, if that happened in like later seasons or whatever, yeah, he would have been disgruntled, just like Sky, or whatever.
Sky.
He would have. But it's the first season, so all of them got along, and they were happy to just see Tommy again.
But
that was it.
Billy, Zach, and Trini were all likable in their own ways. Jason was just boring, and Kimberly was annoying, but at least it was something.
Yes, Kimberly's annoying.
You could put a giant post in the middle of the room, paint it red, and it'd be the same thing as Jason.
Okay, OD.
Just a big block of wood.
OD. Hater. Hater.
So?
Oh, come on, man. He was...
Jason is crap.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't... No, honestly, I wouldn't say he was crap. I know that there could have been more to him, but he wasn't total crap. We go into crap as we get into the later seasons, but yeah, I think we're just focusing on Jason for now.
Okay.
I remember...
Because you can go right from Jason into Rocky, and I can talk about how much greater Rocky was. Rocky was so much better.
I do have to say, when Rocky did come at first, I didn't think much of him. He was kind of there. But when Zio came around, he did have a personality. He was the goofball. So,
yeah, he was the sarcastic one. I loved him.
Which I think they needed.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, this is... No, I mean, I really couldn't stand Rocky at first. I mean, he was just like this big old, like, you know, Hispanic random dude who, like, didn't even look like one. So, like, yeah, and he was just there, too. And I'm like, Zio came around, I was like, yes, finally.
But
yeah,
too many people hate Rocky just because he was the Red Ranger. I don't understand that. They're like, ooh, he can't follow Tom, he can't follow Jason. He wasn't supposed to follow Jason. He wasn't a leader. And people just hate on him for no reason.
Well, they hate on him because they remembered, you know, that part. Well, duh, he was a Red Ranger who had even less of a personality. So
I thought he was already a goofball from as soon as he got there. He already was starting to get that personality.
No, he was an annoying goofball. Whatever.
Pachinko. He plays pachinko.
Oh my gosh, that was like the worst episode ever.
No, don't say that. Don't let Tom hear that.
Oh my gosh, that was so bad. I mean, like, first of all, Steve was like a really bad actor. Like, really bad. Like,
oh, you want to talk? Well, no. You want to talk about bad actors? You want to talk about Tommy?
Oh, no.
That was pathetic.
Okay. I would admit when he first came on, yeah, really bad. And then he got better as it got along. But dang, when Rocky first came, oh my gosh, it was like overacting. It was like annoying.
Remember, okay. Remember, guys, they were just starting out, you know, with the first season. So, couldn't afford the.
What are you doing? Stop the heavy breathing. Stop interrupting Katie.
I'm not trying to.
Yes, you are. No, but like I said, though, you know, with the first few seasons, they don't have the budget that they do now, so they wouldn't have the really, really decent actors. And mind them, you know, they are the originals, you know, they did have some acting ability, but compared to now, you know, it wouldn't cut it. You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, I understand. I mean, at least SPD has better actors. But,
yes.
I mean, if you looked at Wild Force, which wasn't that long ago,
mm-hmm.
Come on, you cannot blame that on budget.
Hey, Taylor,
yeah, that's
good.
True.
How hard is it to be disgruntled? Ooh. Let me act disgruntled all the time. It's not that hard.
Hey, I hate Wild Force as much as anybody else, but Taylor was okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, she was actually one of the better highlights. Which is really sad.
She was the only highlight.
For that job, yeah.
You know how she got it.
Let's go down on Jason David Frank a little more.
Oh my gosh, anyway, that we digress. But yeah, I mean, come on, and, snap. Oh, and Ninja Storm, oh my gosh. Hunter and Blake, yeah, horrible. Terrible.
Blake was okay.
Horrible?
Yeah, Blake was okay. Hunter,
Shane was bad.
Oh, yeah, oh my gosh, another one that I can't stand. Yeah, Shane was horrible.
Yeah.
The
like
only...
He had no personality.
The other four were okay.
No, the best were Tori and Dustin. Come on. And Cam. But
yeah, it's always those three and then maybe Blake.
But yeah, Blake was okay at some parts. But Hunter and Shane, nah. They had nothing. Except their battleizers, but still. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they just happen to be the leaders of either team. Wow, go figure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really
yeah,
sad.
I'll give you that. The two leaders should not have been the worst actors.
Oh, gotta love it, eh? Oh, dear. See, Connor was really good at acting like a crackhead.
I liked Connor.
I thought this was
for some reason,
discussion.
I did.
Not a Red Ranger discussion.
Well,
yeah,
it's going to turn into one.
Okay.
Let's let it be there, Red Ranger.
Let's talk about how awesome TJ was.
TJ was alright.
Unlike
awesome.
TJ.
He was
I mean, he was just like the typical, like, you know, Kool-Aid smile guy. Like, hey, I'm here and I can, like, really smile through anything. And then you go bling bling on the teeth. Yeah, I do.
Dude, he led the space team while Andrew spent the entire time crying.
Well, that is true.
That's true.
And I can go on forever about talking about Andrews, but yeah, let's leave him.
Yeah, Andrew sucks. We all know that.
Yeah.
Well, when I first watched Space, I liked Andrews. I thought he was okay. But then when you watch it a second time, just on and on, you notice he just keeps whining and crying. And
yeah.
Just doing stupid things for a leader. I mean, technically, he's supposed to have been a Ranger at least as long as all the other ones, the originals. He's been doing this for years. So how is he this stupid, making this many mistakes?
Maybe that's why he wasn't doing so hard.
Mm-hmm. And he killed Zordon. The dude killed Zordon.
That was pretty cool.
Well, it was kind of cool, but still.
He should have killed Demetria while he was at it.
I agree.
You know, I mean, I don't understand. Like, you know, y'all bag on him. Well, not y'all, but Jer. You know, getting at Tommy for losing Zords. I mean, dude, Andrew killed Zordon. I don't think there's anything worse than that.
He saved the entire universe at the same time.
Oh, please. He's just wimp. Yes. Wimp. Tommy didn't have to kill Zordon. Jason didn't have to kill Zordon. TJ didn't have to kill Zordon.
Here's a question, okay? Tommy was the leader. When he was the leader, they fought Rita and Zed. Did they ever beat Rita and Zed? No, Andros had to. Did they ever beat the Machine Empire? No, Andros had to. Did they ever beat
Excuse me. Hello, Forever Red. Machine Empire came back. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Who led that thing? Tommy did. That's right. He led the crap to lead them little Ranger whatevers to beat the Machine Empire. Mm-hmm.
Say that. You're just giving Cole all the credit because he's the one that did it.
I'm not giving Cole all the credit. I'm giving Tommy the credit because he led them people. And he delegated and he led them.
Who beat them?
What the hell? The machine... Excuse me, but, yeah, Cole didn't know what to do because he didn't even... Chloe, he was like flabbergasted when he saw Jason about to faint and die. I mean, dang, Tommy was like, okay, let's get it together. Come on, let's go to the moon. We have a mission to do. All right, come on.
I hate Cole, too, but technically he's the one to beat them at the end. Technically.
Hello, you have to bring the team together in order to, like, for them to do anything.
I will give Tommy credit for that.
Thank you. The end.
Of course, Andros was the first one that started.
Andros is a wimp. Whatever. Crying, whining wimp.
He was the one, though, that was on the moon figuring all this stuff out. Then Tommy, sitting by the pool, got the call.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, if Tommy was living on the moon, too, then all y'all be like, oh, crap, Tommy's everywhere. He be living on the moon. He lives there. Come on. Seriously, anything that Tommy does, y'all try to find some fuel just to get something after him or against him or whatever. He can never win with y'all. Mm-hmm.
At least I give him credit in Dino Thunder. Give me that.
You're not as worse as some other people.
No, I'm not one of those people that's just going to start typing in caps lock, Tommy is gay. You're not there. Oh, wait. Here's
Leo.
We have one more point.
What?
Remember, TJ was not the first person to sacrifice the Zords.
Oh, dude.
Tommy was.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Remember that.
Okay, whatever. He set the trend. Woo.
Yeah,
it's not
you
like...
You want to put Leo on his nipples now?
Okay,
I need to rip my shirt off all the time?
Guys.
What? I'm Leo. I need to rip off my shirt.
Yeah, I couldn't stand him either. In fact, I mean, I couldn't stand the whole season of Lost Galaxy.
I didn't either.
You know what the problem with Leo was? Leo was exactly like Andros, but instead of screaming Corone, he screamed Mike.
Yes.
And he looked better.
It was the same story.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I mean, it was like really, like the only person, like, okay, what's his name? Oh my gosh, black guy, Damon. Yeah, never really heard much about him.
He made the ship work.
Who? Yeah, exactly. Let's not even get into all that. You know, make the black man work for the ship. Ooh. Make him work. Yeah. And then, Kendrick. I like Kendricks.
I hate Kendricks.
Kendricks
and Kai were both so boring.
Well, yeah, Kai was boring, but, you know. But she was, you know, interesting.
She reminded me.
At least we got some Corone at the end. Corone was good.
Yeah, Corone was good.
There's nothing better than her Galacta Beast over here line.
Oh dear, yeah, but I'm like, I just skipped over Lost Galaxy. It was like, dude.
It had its moments. It had a couple of moments.
Yeah.
But overall, it wasn't that great.
Maybe I guess I'm just not a fan of, like, you know, the melodramatic PR seasons.
Yeah.
I was never a fan of the fact that they always forgot about physics, how, like, the whole place cracks open and nobody dies. There's no air.
Yeah, like
they jump from the spaceship into the other spaceship during that rescue mission one.
Oh, I saw that. I was just thinking the same thing.
Like, you need air.
They would be coughing, like going.
Like the Ninja Turtles on the Galaxy Gliders.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, they're mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay. What about when Carlos brought that little girl up into space?
Well, Carlos is a doofhead, so yeah, he doesn't exist.
Who should have been owned by Adam, yeah.
So Carlos and Turbo Tommy don't exist?
They don't, what Carlos, what are you talking about?
You're right, okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. There was no Carlos.
Always a chance, it was all about Adam. Adam saved the day. What Carlos? But yeah, I'm like, yeah, this is too much. I mean, I like seasons that have their balance of humor and their balance of, well, yeah, a little drama, you know, because you got to, you know, got to act or whatever. But not one or the other, because, like, the first season of PR was very campy, and I'm like, yeah, skip through lots of them or whatever. You know, like, these serious seasons or whatever, they're, like, they're trying to be, like, Star Trek and crap and whatever, and, like, you know,
yeah.
it's not flying. So at least have a balance between both. This is why I like Zio. Zio had both.
Zio was a good balance. See, that's why I hate Time Force. It tried to be serious, and it ended up being more campy than any of the other ones because it was trying so damn hard.
Yeah, that's my favorite serious season because it did have, like, really funny episodes. Like, I forgot, it was the one with the, when they were pretending to be, like, in different movie scenes.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Movie Madness.
Yeah. That was hilarious. I was dying.
I'll give you that, yeah.
Right? And then it's, like, the other episodes, too, I forgot, though. But, like, yeah, I mean, it was like the Jen, Alex, and Wes show.
What did you think of the end of it?
You know, I've never seen the end. I've never seen the end.
I thought the end is horrible. Just so predictable.
Well, tell me what happened, because I've never seen it.
They all go, the four of them go back to their real time, and they're going to get their memories wiped. They decide they don't want to, so they run away from Alex. Wes and Eric are left alone, and they're supposed to die, according to history. Eric takes a shot for Wes, takes his quantum warp or whatever, his gun with him. And then it's all Wes all alone, and then the other four, of course, bust in at the last second to help. And then they save the day, turn Rancid good after he helps, because he almost kills his daughter, so he turns good. And then Jen and Wes don't even kiss at the end. They just leave.
Yeah, they should have kissed. I mean, come on, they were sweethearts.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But
yeah,
isn't
I totally
creepy?
That.
Don't you think it's creepy that she's in love with Wes and she was going to marry Alex? Kind of
yeah,
creepy.
since Wes and Alex are related in a way,
that's like being in love with your great it's a lot of greats, great whatevers. That's just like
father-in-law.
That's insane. That's kind of think about it now. That's disgusting. Ew, PR got issues.
Hey,
maybe
Max and Danny.
Oh, snap. Okay, let's not go there, yo.
No, the worst thing is, though, if you watch the Sentai Gal Ranger that's adapted from, it's the exact same creepy stuff. They're guilty of the same exact creepy stuff. Both series are horrible.
Great.
There's nothing there.
Fabulous.
The only thing good about Wild Force was Forever Red. Sorry.
And the team-up was okay.
No, and Reinforcements of the Future?
Yeah.
Dude, I loved that one. And yeah, Forever Red. That was it. So, we done talking about everybody? Everything?
I don't think we talked about Lightspeed.
Lightspeed Rock.
Are you ill?
Jewel was awesome. Dana was cool. I didn't have as much of a problem with Carter as everybody else did. And Mrs. Fairweather and Captain Mitchell were just plain awesome.
Ew.
Come on.
Ew.
I admit the bad guys pretty much sucked. I admit that.
I agree. The Rangers weren't that bad in that season, but
I mean, if the Wild Force acting is bad, there's nothing worse than Vipra. That was just painful.
I agree with that. I agree.
Oh my god.
2-minute pauses in the middle of her sentence.
But, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't stand Lightspeed. It was just so mechanical with everything. It was just like, okay, yeah, Joel was the life of the team. Good times. But he was so stereotypically, like, blah, like, too happy. Or whatever, I don't know.
Like I'm a black guy that needs to get me a white woman?
Or a woman, period. You know, so it was that. And then, what's this? And then Card was blah and boring. No, really boring and really blah. Gosh, I mean, at least Jason was agreeable. Card was
right.
Like, ugh.
Okay, see, another thing I think people have a problem with Lightspeed again is the fact that it changed. Everybody's like, ooh, the powers aren't mystically based, you know, it's clearly firmly made by America, you know. Everybody thought that was just too out there, and people couldn't adapt to it. They're like, no, it has to have a cool, crazy origin.
I don't mind the cool, crazy origin or not, or the lack thereof. It was just, like, everything was so blah. Like, everything was, like, too blah. I don't know. I don't know what other words to give it. Oh, and, like, the worst Sixth Ranger ever?
There wasn't even a Sixth Ranger.
Huh?
Credit for making a suit.
Okay, yeah, suit looked like crap, and he was, like, non-existent.
Okay, one thing, though. If you look at his weapon, that is clearly a super soaker.
No, I agree with him. I was trying to draw him for somebody. But, yeah, the weapon did look like a super soaker.
Oh my gosh! That's hilarious!
I give them credit, though. It's a season where there was no Sixth Ranger, and they took the time to make one. I mean,
Make a crappy one. I'd rather just omit it all the time. Just omit it altogether.
Oh, you talk about it.
What?
I love the fact that they were so machine-based in that season, because after Lost Galaxy, I had way too many animals. The animals were Lost Galaxy.
I don't mind machine base either. Like that's why I didn't mind Time Force. I really didn't. I mean, I it was like one of my favorite ones out of the serious whatever. But it was like the way that about it was so boring and like no life to it. And even the way they picked them, it was like, huh? Like wait, you want me? What? Where? Huh?
Didn't it seem like Time Force needed some more Zords?
No.
It didn't have very many.
It doesn't.
It didn't have very many.
Thank God.
All it had was, like, the main five, and then...
Good times.
T-Rex.
Great times. Mm-hmm. That's how it should be.
The perfect number of Zords was what they did in Ninja Storm. That was perfect. Everybody had their own, and there was one extra, and that was it. And then they just had so many different combinations. That was what was cool. They could combine them in a million different ways.
Yay. Woohoo. I'm not a Zord fan. Whatever.
Oh, I'm huge on the Zords. Huge.
I'm more about, you know, developing the characters instead of developing the really big toys
yeah.
that go boom.
Well, I want the toys to, you know, have some effort put into them, you know. I don't want them just thrown together, but... Yes, I care more about character than I care about, like, the plot.
Yeah.
Characters can carry a bad plot. Good characters can carry a bad plot. But bad characters will just drag down a decent plot.
Yeah, like Wild Force. I'm thinking about Wild Force, and it was like, you know, it had a good story behind it. You know? It was just like the actors sucked. And I'm like, great. I can't believe what you're trying to sell me if I can't believe you. So click.
There wasn't a thing I liked about Wild Force. I mean, bad actors. Story wasn't that good. Didn't like the cast. Didn't like the weapons. Didn't like the Zords.
Oh my gosh, they had like a million and one animals. Like, seriously, that's like OD.
Dude, the name in Japanese, the name is 100 Beast. There's supposed to be 100 of them. It's a giant Pokemon.
Oh my gosh. Maybe that... not even get into that, but...
They kept in little round balls, weren't they? The same
yeah.
Pokemon.
Oh yeah, they were.
Somebody actually made that caption in the caption thread.
Oh my gosh, that is so true though. I just realized.
I don't remember who it was, but yeah, whoever made that caption did a great job.
That's the 25th anniversary of Sentai, and they celebrate the 25th anniversary by having like the worst possible season they can make.
Oh, that was the 20th. Oh.
Just like it was our 10th.
Oh yeah, great.
Right.
Fabulous.
Hey, next year's the 30th one, so I'm sure it's going to be a piece of crap, too.
Hey, you never know. You never know. And it, Disney's going to go in there and make it with them?
I think they said, yeah, that they're going to start working together more. Well, they've been doing that for years now, is they're trying to make it easier to adapt.
Yeah, that's why they've been, filming more in New Zealand than, Japan now.
Oh, so Sentai was also filmed in New Zealand? Huh?
Next season will be.
Oh.
So, yeah, Mystic Force will be in the Sentai footage will be from New Zealand. So.
Oh, interesting.
It's a lot prettier.
Yeah.
More nice backgrounds.
Yeah, another Force season.
Hey, come on. You gotta love Valencia. Valencia yeah. Rocked.
1992 Valencia Road. Yes. Hit it, Drake. Come on.
That's what I missed from the first couple episodes of Dino Thunder. Ethan should always, always, always be insulting Connor. Constantly. Just calling him a jack, calling him, you know, saying how stupid he is, constantly insulting him. That was great. I need more of that.
But you know, they had their moments throughout the season too.
Right.
Ethan calling him David Beckham.
And yeah, the Avril Lavigne comments were great too.
Yeah, they had a really good humor in that season. I have
they
to.
They made a lot of pop culture references, which was nice. You could tell it was in the real world.
Yeah, like, which I really miss. It was like, I actually missed, you know, real world teenagers going to school, doing their thing, whatever. You know, I really missed that.
They're really good.
Yes. They should go to school more often. All the seasons where they're still going to school are more fun.
Yeah, they are.
There's just something about it.
Yeah, that's one little gripe I have about SPD, though. You know, they say that they're supposed to be teenagers, but they're, but they're in a police academy. Like, when did they start going to the police academy?
They've made
10?
So many mistakes with the timeline and SPD that you
can't
tell.
Oh, yeah, SPD.
Because Bridge was supposed to be born during the same year that Dino Thunder took place. If that's true, then he's over 20. He has to
yeah.
be over 20. He has to be 21. So it doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what...
It's because first they... You go...
No, yeah, what year are they in? Because 2025? 20,
first
what?
They said 2020 originally was 2020. And then
yeah,
all of a sudden, right when they had the Messenger episodes, then they said they changed it to 2025. But then later on, they forget that. Like, during Wormhole, they forget, and it's back to 2020.
Oh my gosh, this is great. Fabulous. And people wonder why other people, you know, complain about continuity. Continuity, you know?
They can't just make it 2005 and just stop all this.
You gotta stay, that's the main rule about character development and developing plot and everything. You have to stick with the characters' personalities and the timeline.
Yeah, I guess they haven't grasped that whole sticking with anything yet, you know?
Did they say yet is Mystic Force supposed to take place in 2006?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's my question. If it takes place in 2006, does that just mean that all the evil in the universe decide to take a year off in 2006? No, we're not going to attack.
Well, then that would mean that they would be taking 20 years off.
Yeah,
but yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Hopefully Mystic Force can pull it all back together, but I sincerely doubt it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, you know, SPD should have taken place way, way farther in the future instead of, like, 15, 20 years.
Yeah, because after 15 and 20 years from now, when Sentai and Rangers are still going to be going, the world's not going to look like that. I don't think.
Well, what about 2040, where you get the Ball of Omega-ness?
Oh, yeah.
Tinkerbell! Look at freaking Tinkerbell.
Oh, crap. Dang, did we cover, like, every season known to man? Dang.
Did we what? Did we talk about them all?
We're just supposed to talk about, like, Jason.
Yeah, it was Jason, and then I turned it into Rocky, and then all of a sudden it's...
The Red Rangers.
Snowballed into everything.
Wow, wrapping that up. Wow, we talked about a lot of stuff. It started out as a Jason conversation, then it ended up talking about every season known to man. But I hope y'all enjoyed it, and I will try my best to come up with another episode this week, because I know I am, like, busy. So much stuff to do. So I will try. And, I'm hopefully, if y'all really enjoy this, if y'all want to keep this going, well, not if, I mean, I'll keep it going. It doesn't cost much, but doesn't help the little, you know, it can't help my little pocket. Feel the change in my pocket. You donate, you know, help me out, help this podcast out, and yeah, that would be nice. That'd be great. So, with that said, I will bid y'all farewell and stay away from that spandex. It does not breathe. Cue the music. This is No Pink Spandex episode. This is No Pink Spandex. Aw, shoot.